Chris Little from the Alliance Party with us this morning. You sit on these steering groups, Chris.
Yes, good morning, Stephen. I'm grateful for the right to reply. I think Emma Little has effectively questioned my professional integrity this morning to distract from the fact that a chair of standards has called the process she created.
Former chair.
I have a minute of the East Belfast steering group from Wednesday the 27th of February 2013, over 3 years ago, that clearly records Chris Little required that his opposition to the lead partner appointment process be recorded. And since those 3 years, I have raised opposition to this process.
But you continue to sit on it.
Well, if I hadn't have sat on it, you wouldn't be doing this show this morning, frankly. I raised concern with, as Deputy Chair of the OFM-DFM Committee, your previous speaker, Stephen McCaffrey, can confirm that as well. I, in person, raised this issue with the Northern Ireland Audit Office. In regards to the specific...
But you continue to sit on it.
Well, would you be aware of this issue if I hadn't have sat on that group and been aware of the issues of the process as it has gone along?
In the interest of time... When Charter NI, and I emphasise again, they're just one example, but because you sit on the East Belfast steering group, right? That's why I'm bringing up Charter NI.
Right.
When they were awarded 1.7 million, control of 1.7 million pounds of the money, now they do then pass the majority of that on to a delivery partner, and that then goes into the project. But when they were awarded that, and they ultimately get £226,000 of a projected fee, and you were part of giving it to them, did you vote on that?
Well, this is the point I was coming to, Stephen. There were agendas and minutes for most of these Belfast SIF meetings, but further to my request for a record of how specifically partners were appointed, I was told it was agreed by consensus at a meeting for which it appears there was no agenda, no minute, and which I don't recall being present. And I have continued to raise concerns about that. I was not the only member to oppose this approach, and OFM-DFM official who they attached to every steering group made it clear that only steering group members could become lead partners. So the process was flawed from day one, as the former chair of the Standards Commissioner has.
So are you telling me that you were one of the political representatives on the steering group and you didn't know when the decision would be made to give to award the contract to Charter NI?
No, there is no record. I'm advised that there was an agreement reached around the table under the direction of OFM-DFM.
What do you mean there's no record? There's got to be a record.
Well, you can approach the chair, you can approach OFM-DFM and request it themselves. I have requested it, and I've been advised that, as Emma has said today, that agreement was reached, a consensus was reached. What she omits to say is that other members opposed that approach as well, and OFM-DFM made it clear that that was their proposed process and that only steering group members could be appointed.
So when Emma Little Pengelly was telling us this morning that a consensus was reached, you're telling me that no consensus was reached.
No, I'm not saying that. A consensus was reached, but I and other members opposed that approach and were advised, directed by OFM-DFM official attached to the group, that this was the proposed process by OFM-DFM and made it clear that only steering group members could become lead partners. So whether that was, I think, three or four organisations. So whether there was whether there was a vote or not, it was three organisations that the group had to choose from. And as you've made clear, Stephen, as well.
And are there minutes of that meeting that you have?
Not as far as I'm aware, but an important point you make as well, Stephen, however, this is not a criticism of those organisations. I think it's important to emphasise that point. It is concern for a process that was devised by OFM-DFM.
As a member of one of these steering groups, do you agree that the process has integrity in it, or do you agree with Sir Alistair Graham that it is flawed and it needs to have a root and branch review?
It's a flawed process and it needs a full independent review. I have raised that issue for over 3 years.
Chris Little, thank you very much indeed.